The unprecedented resignation of Pope Benedict XVI and the subsequent conclave to elect a new Holy Father have sparked worldwide media interest. Secular and Catholic news outlets alike are looking to the Vatican with greater attention, waiting to see who the next pope will be. The producer for Salt and Light Television in Canada, Sebastian Gomes, is currently in Rome for the upcoming conclave, where he is working as the assistant to Father Thomas Rozica, assistant spokesperson for the Vatican Press Office. He shared his perspective on this historic time in the Church with Vatican Radio's Anne Schneibel.
I think there's two specific times in the life of the Church when the whole world watches. One is a council. I mean, we only have one of those in recent history when we had even some kind of media available to cover it. But we know that the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s was a huge media event, and the eyes of the world were on Rome. The other event is a papal transition. Whenever there's a papal transition, everybody is so fascinated with it. I think largely because it's one of the few moments of secrecy, intrigue. There's an incredible attachment to the past, tradition. Those kinds of things always turn heads. So for me, the whole experience of being here has been one a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of media coverage and interest, generally from people who would otherwise not be interested in the Catholic Church at all.
Now, we've been having these press conferences that are kind of based in trying to inform and being educational. Why is this so important to inform the media and the world in this way? And sometimes these mundane, or seemingly mundane details even sometimes.
Well, this is, I think, is directly connected to the first question that you asked me. Because there are so many people here, and many of them don't know that much about the Catholic Church, every opportunity is an opportunity to evangelize. Every opportunity to speak to them is an opportunity to evangelize and to teach. And if you think about what the responsibility of the Catholic Church is, our purpose is to evangelize. I can see the text in the Second Vatican Council documents. I'd say the sole purpose of the Church is to evangelize, is to spread the message of Jesus Christ. So I think for people who are, you know, aware of that and have that kind of universal perspective on the Catholic Church, especially us, we who work in the media, we take that responsibility very seriously, and we try to be conscious of the great need for it, but like I said, also our duty.
Now, again, as a young man, you know, you're probably going to be looking forward to World Youth Day in Brazil. And so this is going to be one of the first major events of the new Holy Father, whoever he is. What sort of qualities should, in your opinion, the new Holy Father have with regard to young people? I mean, obviously you had John Paul II, who was very charismatic, but at the same time you had Pope Benedict, who was kind of the shy professor who really won the hearts of the young people as well. What do you look forward to in this?
Well, my own personal opinion is that I actually think the World Youth Day Rio, quickly approaching this coming summer, was a factor in Pope Benedict's resignation. I think that was because he takes the World Youth Day so seriously, even though they're not the same for him as they were for John Paul II. We know John Paul II's great love for the youth and being at those incredible moments. You know, Benedict is more reserved, but I think, like you said, he's developed this really close, different, but close connection with the young Catholics of the world. What do I look for in the Pope? I think Benedict's resignation gives us a few hints. We need somebody who is young, energetic, enthusiastic, someone who is clearly an evangelizer, able to communicate the message in a short amount of time, in a symbolic amount of time, and I think also a sort of tangible holiness. Not that I would say that, you know, many of the cardinals are not holy men. I mean, I think they are. But some of them, you just get the sense that this guy is alive, you know? And when you talk to him or when you see him interacting with different people, you just say, that's what we need, you know? His smile sort of lights the world on fire. So those are the qualities that I think are most important for the younger generation, but also for the rest of the world.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Now, is there anything else you would like to add for our listeners at Vatican Radio?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, a lot of people are raising questions about, you know, the resignation and what this means, and there's some hand-wringing going on and some questions about what this means for the future of the church and all the problems that it's created. Personally, I think it's a moment of great hope. I'm very, very moved by Benedict's decision to resign, and I think it creates or opens up in a whole new future for the way we conceive of the papacy and of the Catholic Church as an institution and the office of the papacy as an institution in the world today. So I think it's a time to be happy and a time to look forward.